Questions 36 to 40. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the third talk.
Listen to a woman talking on the radio. It's called Thanks. This is the cheeky name the artist Adam Parker Smith gave to his latest exhibition. Cheeky because it's made up of art pieces he has stolen from other artists. Parker has always been short of ideas, he admits, but not of initiative. He even tried visiting psychics for inspiration, but ended up with little, so decided to offer artists he knew a fee to come up with an idea which he could use. When someone told him he didn't have to pay for ideas when he could steal them, his mind leapt to the logical conclusion, why steal the idea when you can steal the completed work? The fruits of his labors are works from 77 different artists, including paintings, sculptures, video, sketches, and even notebooks. They were taken on visits he made to the studios of various artists he knows in New York and carefully stored in his apartment until the full collection was assembled. Shortly before the launch, he contacted each of the artists to get their permission and blessing. No one wanted to call the police, and reactions ranged from amusement to disbelief. Most did not even realize something was missing. In many ways, it was more of a loan than a theft. The artist's percentage of any sale will go to the original artist, not Parker, who will earn a small part from the gallery fee. What was most surprising and worrying in many ways was how easy he found it. He was only caught once in the whole time, and that was by the 5-year-old daughter of the artist he was trying to rip off, who told her father.
Now you'll hear the third talk again.
Listen to a woman talking on the radio. It's called Thanks. This is the cheeky name the artist Adam Parker Smith gave to his latest exhibition. Cheeky because it's made up of art pieces he has stolen from other artists. Parker has always been short of ideas, he admits, but not of initiative. He even tried visiting psychics for inspiration, but ended up with little, so decided to offer artists he knew a fee to come up with an idea which he could use. When someone told him he didn't have to pay for ideas when he could steal them, his mind leapt to the logical conclusion, why steal the idea when you can steal the completed work? The fruits of his labors are works from 77 different artists, including paintings, sculptures, video, sketches, and even notebooks. They were taken on visits he made to the studios of various artists he knows in New York and carefully stored in his apartment until the full collection was assembled. Shortly before the launch, he contacted each of the artists to get their permission and blessing. No one wanted to call the police, and reactions ranged from amusement to disbelief. Most did not even realize something was missing. In many ways, it was more of a loan than a theft. The artist's percentage of any sale will go to the original artist, not Parker, who will earn a small part from the gallery fee. What was most surprising and worrying in many ways was how easy he found it. He was only caught once in the whole time, and that was by the 5-year-old daughter of the artist he was trying to rip off, who told her father.
Question 36.
What is the purpose of the extract?
Question 37.
Where did Parker get his idea for the show?
Question 38.
What is common to all the exhibits?
Question 39.
Who will make money from sales?
Question 40.
Who caught Parker stealing?